Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Hello, listeners. We now bring you a lesson from English for UG first year functional English students. The title is Inviting, Accepting Invitation and Declining Invitation. Professor C. Pushparamkrishna and Dr. Tara Rao will present the lesson.
In this program on language functions, we would be discussing inviting, accepting and declining invitations. Before we go on with the discussion, please listen to this conversation.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Anagha. Do come in. Have a seat. How are you?
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, I'm great. How about you?
I'm good too. What brings you here? And by the way, what's that huge packet in your hand?
These are invitation cards for my brother's wedding. He's getting married on the 10th of this month. And I came to invite you for the same. Here's the card. And I cordially invite you for my brother's wedding on the 10th. It is followed by the reception on the 11th, and we would be delighted to have you for the reception too.
Thank you, Anagha. That's really kind of you to come this far personally to invite me. And I'd love to attend both the wedding and the reception. Excuse me, Anagha. Please let me take this call. Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Good evening. This is Rahul here.
Good evening, Rahul. Tell me, how are you?
I am good, ma'am. Madam, would you like to watch a play at Ravindra Bharati today at 6:30 p.m? Rani, Madhu and Saraswati are insisting that we all have dinner at the Taj later. You must join us for dinner. You must join us.
Oh, Rahul, thanks for asking. I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to. I have to mark your papers and submit them at the institute tomorrow, you see. I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to watch the play with you.
So sad. I am disappointed and would all miss you. Maybe some other time. Bye, ma'am.
Bye, Rahul. Anagha, this is my student Rahul over the phone. Now, shall we have some tea?
Thank you, ma'am. I don't mind. It's pretty cold outside, isn't it? And ma'am, you must attend the wedding. Please, don't refuse or decline this invitation.
Of course not. It's my pleasure. I really look forward to meeting your brother and his bride and see the whole family together. Have your tea.
Thanks for the wonderful tea, ma'am.
In the role play or the conversation we just heard, we have seen three important language functions. They are inviting, accepting invitations, declining invitations. Inviting. This is done in two different contexts or situations. One formal, another informal. In the first context, we have seen Anagha invite the teacher very formally, and the sentences or expressions that are used are, I've come to invite you for my brother's wedding. I cordially invite you. We would be delighted to have you for the wedding, etc. We can also use other expressions like, would you care to join us? We would be pleased to have you for the meeting. We would be happy if you could join us for dinner tonight. In the other situations or context, when ma'am invites Anagha into the house and asks her to sit down, we notice she uses expressions like, come in, have a seat. We see that informal language is being used. Similarly, even when Rahul talks to ma'am over phone, he uses informal language. The expressions used here are, I would like to watch. You must join us. My friends are insisting that we all have dinner. The expressions used here are, would you like to watch the movie with us? You must join us for the play. My friends are insisting that we all have dinner together. Other expressions that can be used to invite someone informally are, would you care to join us for dinner? What about or how about watching a movie today? Would you like to eat an ice cream? You must join us for dinner. Accepting invitation. We have seen how ma'am has accepted Anagha's invitation for her brother's wedding. The sentences used by her are, I would love to attend. That's really kind of you to have invited me. We could also use other expressions to accept an invitation, like, I would be delighted to attend the wedding. That would give me the greatest pleasure to join you all for the dinner. We would very much like to join you for dinner. That would be very nice to see you all at the wedding. That sounds a great idea. With pleasure. I'd like nothing better than to join you all for dinner. In more informal situations, we would say, okay, I'd love to. Great. Smashing. Lovely. I won't say no. All right then. Declining. We also saw how Madam has refused to go to a play with her students. That is, how she has declined the invitation informally. Let us see the expressions. Thanks for asking, Rahul, but I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to join you for the play. I'm sorry, I don't think I can join you for play. I'd like to, but I can't. Sorry, I don't think I can. The expressions related to declining invitation in more formal situations are, much to my regret, I wouldn't be able to attend the wedding. I'm extremely sorry, I wouldn't be able to join you for dinner. Sadly, I wouldn't be able to make it for the meeting. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to come for the meeting. I'm afraid I have already promised to attend another wedding. I wish I could, but I'm sorry I cannot. These are the few language functions we use while we speak. And now let us see the expressions that are used in written English for all the three functions dealt with just now. You'll notice that the language is very formal, as in any written communication. Listen to this conversation. Anagha, look at this invitation which you just gave me. It says, Srimati and Sri Ram Reddy request the pleasure of your company on the occasion of their son's wedding. Did you see how formal the language is, as in the case of any written communication?
Yes, madam. We don't say join us for lunch or dinner as we say verbally when we invite people. And also, in written invitations, the language is very structured and leaves no room for any confusion, like the day, date, place and time of occasion, which are mentioned very clearly. Also, a few invitations give directions to the venue, as in the case of my brother's wedding card. In fact, we have also given the bus numbers to the function hall.
That's very sensible of you. Let us see a few more expressions we use when we send out written invitations. The director of Synergy Exports Limited cordially invites you for a dinner to celebrate the remarkable sales at the end of the year. The principal and the faculty of Navjot Degree College have the pleasure of inviting the parents of the first-year degree students. You are cordially invited to attend the wedding reception of...
I have also come across all these expressions in written language, but there is one word or one expression that I do not understand in these invitations. At the end of most invitations, especially formal invitations, we see RSVP written and one or two names and telephone numbers given. Could you please tell me what that stands for?
RSVP is a French expression whose full form is Répondez s'il vous plaît, which simply means reply if you please. This would make it easy for the organizers of any meeting or function to make prior seating and other arrangements if they know the number of people attending the meeting or the function.
So, the numbers and names are contact persons or contact telephone numbers to whom we should notify our ability or inability to attend the function. I think that's a very sensible thing to do. This way, we are requesting them to either accept or decline the invitation.
Unfortunately, not many people respond to this, and we can avoid a lot of wastage of food and other things if we were to really respond sincerely.
Then, how do we accept or decline invitations in writing?
Simple. Whatever is said verbally while you accept an invitation, you say it a little more formally in writing, like, we take great pleasure in accepting your invitation. We thank you for the invitation and are delighted to accept the kind invitation. Mr. and Mrs. Daniel would be happy to share the joy of the newlyweds and promise to be there for the reception. Could be a few good examples of different expressions to accept invitations. And when you decline an invitation, you say you are delighted to receive the invitation for a certain occasion, but then convey your inability to attend the same. Some regularly used expressions are, we are thankful for your kind invitation, but regret that we would not be able to attend the same. We are delighted to receive your kind invitation, but we convey our inability or regret due to a prior preoccupation. Much to our disappointment or regret, we would not be able to attend the said function due to a prior commitment. Much as I should like to, I am afraid I already have a prior appointment. I shall be out of country. I am traveling at that time. We must also remember that a written word becomes a record and also a statement of evidence. So we must be very careful when we send out invitations, regret letters, or acceptance letters to make sure we follow the social norms and accepted and politically correct and polite language in written communication. We hope you have enjoyed this radio program and will practice these language functions both in your counseling classes and day-to-day life. Thank you.
You have been listening to Professor C. Pushpa Ramakrishna and Dr. Tara Rao on the topic Inviting, Accepting Invitation and Declining Invitation from English for UG First Year Functional English Students.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.